God bless you all. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and I wanted to share after Kim, and just really wonderful what God's doing in each person's heart, and he's working in all of our lives. And, you know, as we get focused with God, you know, really sit down with God and really look at our lives, you know, it's good to do this now and again. I do it quite often. Okay, Father, am I on plan with you? Am I on track? Am I doing my thing, what I think I should do? Or what I learned previously, what I was instructed or trained to do before? Or am I actually walking in the way that you want me to walk? And when we sit down and meditate upon those things, like God really can speak to your heart and really show you things. And then sometimes those things we might dismiss because we think, well, no, you know, I can't do it that way. But each one of us, you know, we're designed to have a living relationship with the living God. We've got the Spirit of God. We've got direct access to the Heavenly Father. And even though we might connect, we all might come on here, God is really wanting you to go to him. He wants you to open up and bear your heart before him. He wants you to pour out your heart before him. Pour out all those problems. Pour out all those concerns, all those worries, all those doubts. And then thank him for the solutions, for the answers, for the direction. And as you stay your minds with God on in this way, that you've poured your heart out to God, he's hearing. He loves it when you speak to him. He loves it when you commune on your bed with your heart unto him. When you're asking him questions, when you're thanking him for what he's doing in your life, when you thank him for what he's done in your life, for where you were and where you are now. But God's got so much for each one of us. You know, this is the beginning. 5 years since I come back and we've been sharing in the manner we have. And God has done tremendous things for us. Absolutely is all by the wonderful grace of God. And the grace of God is that he is doing the work. We position ourselves in our hearts and our minds towards the heavenly words, the direction that he's given us. He gives us the mental direction through the words being spoken. And if we're humble, if we put aside our knowledge and what we think and start listening to God through those words, you know, and then he'll also inspire your heart personally as you're praying to him. He'll show you exactly what to do and how to move. You know, God has placed each member in the body where it's pleased him. He knows where you're going to flourish and where you're going to grow. And he's not a God of disorder. He's not here, there and everywhere. Okay, I want you to connect here this time and I want you to go over here this time. He wants you established in the presence truth of what he's sharing. And if we're going to so many different fellowships all the time, you're going to get mixed messages. You're not going to hear the voice of the Father clearly like you really can when you're focused. When you meditate, what you're doing when you meditate, you're focusing. You're not like sitting there going, you're not doing that. You're actually thinking through your life and what God's doing in your life, where you are. Where you come from? Have you stayed stagnant? Have you stayed in the cesspools of religion and tradition and other people's words, other people's working of the scriptures? Or are you letting God download his information to your heart with the things that he's put in your heart? You've got the implanted word in you. And then we got those wonderful rhema words from God and the logos words from God. And God is perfectly navigating you if you sit still. God says, be still. Be still. Be still doesn't mean be busy. Doesn't mean being sidetracked. But God says, be still. Look, quieten down, child. Let me speak to your heart. I got so much I want to show you. So much I want to do. And when we get like that in our own place, in our own daily living, and really go, Father, just navigate me. And he will absolutely navigate you. He will really direct each step. And then as he's teaching you, you become more wise. And then as you share your life with others and your words that God gives you with others, then you grow in strength. You grow in understanding. You know, God wants to give to each one of us that spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. But it comes by listening to God and being led by the Spirit of God. We know Romans 8:14. What does it say? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. Jesus Christ was led by the Spirit of God. He always done his Father's will. He knew the scriptures very well, but he only done what the Father showed him to do in that given moment in time. And this is being led by God. This is where the power is released. Not just being having loads of knowledge. The Pharisees had loads of knowledge. They had loads of tradition. And it made none affect the power of God. And it's through the power of God. Like Becky said, like Kim said, a lot of people believe in God. But they don't recognize the power of God. Now, when we received Holy Spirit, and if we've been led into tongues like Danny led, Tony, I think his name is, into speaking in tongues, that power is manifested. Now we can build ourselves up, you know, speaking in tongues and building that spirit man, that inner man within us. And then we start to really hear the voice of God, you know, and then obviously we got scriptures we can read to meditate upon, to consider, to look at the life and the examples of all the great believers that went before us, all the challenges they had, all the victories they had, the triumphs they had. We can see a loving God working in the lives of his people, arranging all their life and bringing them out of all different situations and circumstances to a recognition of him. Now, Moses was a friend of God. You know, God had to work with Moses' faith. And that's what God's been doing for each and every one of us. He's been working with our faith. And he'll always work with our faith. And that's the thing that really pleases God. Yeah, it pleases God that we're born again. It pleases God that we're speaking tongues. But what really pleases him when we receive those words and then put them into action. What I've been learning in the last 5 years is that God gives us practical things to do. We've been blessed with all spiritual blessings, but they're spiritual blessings. And for them to be manifested in the physical, into the senses realm, then as we act upon those words and as we say what God says, then those spiritual blessings start to become manifested. Stop. They start to become manifested in our life. And so that's why we keep our focus with the Father. And we say what he says, like now Becky was mentioning the I Am Confessions. That's a video I done, which is on my YouTube channel. And I put some music in the background. And then I'm just declaring, you know, I am successful. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm saying what God says about me. I'm repeating to myself what my Heavenly Father has already written about me. He's written in my life and the life he's got planned. And the more we say what God is saying, the more the reality of what we're living changes. We're not in the matrix of the world. We're not dumbed down. We haven't, you know, got our eyes covered because God has lifted the veil of our eyes because we become humble. And if you really want to be powerful and manifest God's power, then we really need to be humble. We really need to be ready to receive the words being spoken. We really need to take it on board to our hearts and pray to God. Like everything I'm saying, you can pray to God. It might be a bit alien to your ears because I'm not going to a scripture and backing up everything I say. I don't need to do that. Did Jesus do that? No, he didn't. He referred to many scriptures at many different times. But then he went further than what was written also, like the Sermon on the Mount and the Sermon on the Plain. No, I know the records. I read them. I read the scriptures. And it's really great that we can have them and that God has provided that for them. But he's also provided that direct communication where God's spirit teaches your spirit and your spirit teaches your mind. And then that becomes manifested in the senses realm as we act, as we speak, as we declare. It all depends what's the priority in your life. Jesus Christ was always challenging people about the priorities of their life. No, let me go and bury my father. What did Jesus say? Let the dead bury them dead. He wanted complete commitment. He wanted people's hearts to really understand that the Father is first. And then those things will be taken care of. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all the things you desire will be added unto you. No, God is such a faithful God. And my relationship with God has blossomed and bloomed since I received the heavenly words. Since I received sound doctrine, not only because I've received it, but because I do it, I apply it, I aim myself in the direction of those heavenly words, because I know is going to produce the things in my life that God wants me to have and in the life of others as I share my life, as I open my mouth to speak thy word, God's word. Say to yourself, I will speak thy word, God. What you give me to speak in that given time, that's what I shall speak. You know, I've read through the scriptures this whole week, but I haven't brought that with me. I'm dependent upon my Heavenly Father to bring out me and say what he wants me to say. So there's nothing wrong with the scriptures. You know, let's get this really clear. It's good to read them, good to meditate upon them. God will give you many inflections and different ideas and inspirational thoughts. And it's got to be released. God's word needs a voice. And so he's given us a voice. And then when we're speaking what he wants us to speak, he's very happy. Because when you speak from the words of God, it's like God speaking. It's God speaking now. We may look at a person that's speaking it. But if you're looking at the person speaking it, then you can doubt it. Oh yeah, well, you know, he doesn't understand this or she doesn't understand that point. And I understand this more. Listen to the words. Receive the words of God, not as the words of man, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which is effective in you that believe. So when, you know, I had a wonderful one-on-one with my minister today. And every word he spoke, I didn't receive it as the words of my minister. I received it as the heavenly words from my Father, which really did build me up and lift me up. And also I'm speaking heavenly words back, giving an account. I'm accountable to God, but I'm also accountable to you because I'm ministering to you. And I'm also accountable to my minister. That's how I look at these things. It's not that I have to be, I decide to be. And then I share what I'm doing, what God is doing in my life, what God is doing in the life of those that connect with me, and what I'm seeing and what I'm learning and what they're seeing and what they're learning. And this builds and generates great faith. And it enlarges, because God's word is moving all over the world. Doesn't matter what you see with your physical eyes, what you might perceive, well, there's nothing happening in my area. Well, you're the one that's going to make it happen if you listen to God. Because he's going to give you the perfect words to speak and declare. He's going to arrange the open doors. He's going to arrange the people in front of you for you to speak to. He's going to bring you before people, before great men, believed to come before great men in the world, so that you can speak the truth to them. It's needed. What's the need? Look at the needs. God can show you the needs. This world needs a lot of prayer. The governments of the world need a lot of prayer, right? We need to pray for them. That's what God says. That we're to pray for those in authority so that we can lead a quiet and peaceful life. That we can speak God's word boldly as we ought to speak. Not in fear, not watching what we got to say because of people being woke. You can't say this, you can't say that. I will say whatever God puts in my heart, and I don't care what anyone says about it. If my Heavenly Father's given me something to say, I will declare it boldly. Even if I got arrested or whatever, it doesn't matter to me. If I'm speaking what my Heavenly Father is showing me to speak, it's going to be spoken. And God wants us to have this clarity and boldness. And when you know God's navigating you, you become bold. God removes the limits off you. Like, you know, we don't want to limit God through unbelief. And many of us do at times. But then we go to God. See, God is the one that is enlarging our vision and enlarging our heart. He shows us the areas in our life that we can change with him. But it's all about us wanting to do it. He doesn't take away our free will choice. What God gives us to do as ministers is to speak the word boldly. And then it's up to people what they do with it. I'm not checking on anyone if they're doing it or not. Because I can see by the fruit. I can see where the person is. Are they still in the same position? Is someone still in that same position they were 3 or 4 or 5 years ago? And the reason they may be is you come on and get blessed, but they don't want to receive your words. They're looking at you, not the words that God's given. But everyone on here can really have a 880 degrees turnaround very quickly. In your health, in your relationships, in your finances, in your fellowship, in who you fellowship with. And God wants to bring you up, but it does take a heart submitted to give up your ideas, your ways, what you think. about how things should be. And if you've got a relationship with God, you will be being productive. There will be fruit in your life. The fruit starts within and it grows, and then it starts to manifest without. So you can always tell a tree by its fruit. You know, what fruit is it producing? And the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right? If we're still not receiving or manifesting the things that God wants us to have, that's not God's heart. God really wants us to benefit from everything that we're hearing and listening to. But you're the one that has to make up your mind. And God has brought everyone on here, and he's strengthening everyone. Maybe all at different levels, but we're all the same in Christ. Just met level of understanding, level of practice, level of what results we're getting. But all of us can be effective as one another when we're focused with God, because God is definitely not a respecter of persons. If what Sandgate is teaching in India and the Indian leaders and the Pali believers are receiving and they're producing, then if I receive those same words with the same heart and go and do it with God, then I'm going to get the same fruit. And I am. And the word is moving, not just in India and Nepal, it's moving here, it's moving in Europe, it's moving in USA, it's moving around the world, and God's raising us up. He's making us very, very strong. And he's doing the work. And it all depends upon our response. So, are you receiving these words? How do you receive these words? Are you receiving it as the words of men? Well, I need to go and check this out in the scripture, what you're saying, blah, blah, blah. Listen, go and do it, then you'll soon know if it's God or not. That's the only way, the acid test is do it. Receive and do. You know, and God is 100% for you. He loves you. And he's got so much more. Some of us are living way below par, many for many years. Because you've got this knowledge, right? Oh, I've taken this class and that class, and I got this degree and that degree. So what? Where's your fruit? Because there should be godly fruit in our life. God wants us to be productive. He's the one that makes us productive, and he gives us the right information so that we can be productive. Just like if someone wants to be a doctor, they got to go and train to be a doctor. If someone wants to be a lawyer or a solicitor, they got to train and get the information to do that, right? And then for them to be good, they got to practice it, and they're going to be good at their job, and people take notice. If you want to be a good news reporter, you know, you've got to be interested and sold out to what you're doing to be that good news presenter, right? Whatever life it is, there has to be a commitment. There has to be a decision. There has to be a direction. You know, someone has a career and they follow that career and they stay focused with that career. You know, and what do you invest your time in? What do you invest your money in? We want to be investors in people. With the heavenly words. We don't want to be consumers all the time. And in the world, there's lots of consumers, and there are lots of people are poor because they just consume. They don't invest their finances. But let's take this back to people, and let's take it back to us. What do we invest in ourselves? Or are we listening to everybody else and their wisdom and their knowledge and where they are? You know, some people listen to other people, and those people are not even down the road or even really doing anything. They may be doing a little bit better than the other person they may be encouraging. And that's how far you're going to get. You'll rise to the level of your faith. So God will bring you around the great man, the great women that are listening to him, that are bold to speak, that are bold to declare. And God wants us all encouraged. You know, we're not there to be in people's faces. Oh, you're doing this wrong. We just give the right thing. We speak the right words, and whether that comes in the way of reproof or correction or instruction, it'll come in one of those ways, you know. And so we know all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. You know, the holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. It come through men and women that spoke, and then God had them dictate, write it down. And God's still speaking by his men and women today. It hasn't stopped. The book is still being written. And God has your life mapped out. And if you stay with God, then you'll be on plan with God. So it does take a level of commitment and a desire. We're all free. We're all free in Christ. We can do what we want. God's given us all that wonderful freedom. But it's, we don't use our freedom as a liberty to do our own thing. But we use it for our benefit and for God's benefit. God wants you benefit. He always profited you so that you can see his goodness and his love. And then you want to just serve him. When someone's been good to you, you want to do things for them because you see their goodness and their love. You see that they took care of you. You've seen that they loved you despite your faults and your failings, despite your bad attitudes or good attitudes. You stuck with them. People love people like that. They call them their best friends. Well, let me tell you, God is your best friend because he stuck with you all through your good times, your arrogant times, your non-understanding times, your understanding times. He's with you all the way. He loves you so dearly. And he's got your back. God has got your back. And he's saying, listen, how far do you want to go with me? I can take you further than you even dream. You think you've come so far now, but if you look back, if you look forward, you've still got a long way to go. And I still got great things to show you. There's great and mighty things which you know not right now. Whether you've been in the Word 50 years, 60 years, 20 years, 10 years, there's great and mighty things which you knoweth not. And God wants to show you his glory. He wants to show you his love. He wants to show you his kindness. He wants to show you his goodness. He wants you to really rise up in faith and be blessed every day you wake up. Even if you're having a bad day, you can still have a great day. You know, sometimes I might wake up tired, but I still have a great day. I know I can turn my heart to my God. And I know in that day, I don't have to sit there the whole week to try and get my head straight. I just go to God and I say, Father, I thank you that I'm not going by my thoughts, my feelings, or my emotions. I know that you're faithful. Now you bless me within this day, Father. Give me your before ordained works. So really, I would encourage you guys. You know, write the vision. Make it plain. Get your goals down. It's personal with you. You think, well, I don't need to do that. Well, I'm telling you what, it's very biblical. And it's very godly. And write your things down that you desire. And then forget about it. And then come back to it. And then you'll see that God has answered those prayers, those desires. And if you want to move with God, if you want to be productive with God, if you want to see the fellowships grow and have more fellowships, then do what God shows you to do. You know, we're all free to move. Like I may work with people or encourage people one-on-ones, but they're free to do what they want. They come out of their own free will choice and then they come, I listen, and I'm believing God to give them the right things, which I do. And then it's up to them what they do with it. I'm, like I said, I don't go checking, did you do this? Unless someone really wants that encouragement, I say, well, okay, yeah, did you do? Oh, yeah, yeah, thank you for reminding me. Because it's for profit. God does everything for profit. The scriptures are profitable, right? Speaking in tongues is profitable. Honoring God is profitable. All these things are so important. And so no matter what goes on, no matter what situation arises, you just stay with God every day. He's going to take care. He's going to resolve your problems. He's going to resolve different situations. If it's health, if it's money, if it's relationships, he will resolve it. You just stand still and watch the glory of the Lord. God's put that in my heart all week. Stand still and watch the glory of the Lord. And I understand more and more now that my life is in service. It's not to please myself. And literally, I don't please myself. I'm not out and about all the time. I'm here every day. I can go out if I want to go out. But I choose not to. I choose to take the time to speak with the people that call me, to pray. I do a lot of praying. If you want to see great things happen, you need to do a lot of praying. Now, it's not works. It's something in my heart that I know is very beneficial. I think Jesus took time out to pray, didn't he? You know, he separated himself for that moment in time, a couple of hours or a few hours, went up the mountains to pray to get direction from the Father. His life was busy with people around him all the time. And he knew when to just take that 2 or 3 hours and go and pray. And then from that prayer, he would come down and he would heal someone, or he chose the 12, or he walked upon the water, you know, or he raised someone from the dead. He was listening to his Heavenly Father. And like Danny said, he didn't minister to that guy straight away. When Mary called for Jesus to come and heal her brother, Lazarus, who had died, did Jesus, you know, he was ill. Jesus waited about a couple of more days because he was waiting for the direction of the Father. Now, if someone says, Lord, my friend is dying, really sick, you need to come now. I could think, yeah, I need to go. But if God says, wait, then you wait. That's what Jesus done. And so because he was led by God. So my encouragement to you is just really enjoy every day. Enjoy the relationships. Get focused with God in the areas that you need to. That needs to be done because I won't have even spoken it. And you're the one that will benefit. I'm benefiting because I'm doing these things. I'm practicing it. By the grace of God, he's put me to the place to show me, just do these things, Lauren. And I'm going to bless your life tremendously. And you're going to be a blessing to other people. We are blessed to be a blessing. And God has spoken all his blessings into our life. You know, we are in the presence of the Father all the time. You know, God sends his angels before us to prosper our way and to protect us and to bless us, to guide us in the right way. He's the one that redeems our life from destruction. He's the one that crowns it with loving kindness and tender mercies so that our youth is renewed like that of the eagles. He's the one that leads us beside still waters. He's the one that restores our soul. He is the one that multiplies our seed sown. He's the one that gives us the direction for our lives. And we just need to be still. You know, we don't need to be freaking out every 5 minutes. We don't need to be given bad reactions. You know, and because that doesn't benefit us. It doesn't benefit the people around us. But God is really with every single one of you in there. You are unique. You are leaders. You are unique, and God's got a mighty work for you. So let's be strong. Let's preach forth the gospel. You know, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto wholeness, salvation. And we need to speak that. We need to declare that gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God. The heavenly words, the gospel, the good news concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. What is that good news? Number one, God raised him from the dead. And he's seated at the right-hand side. And now we're seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. That you can have a change around in your life. You can have deliverance in all areas of your life. And devils run from you because they, once they know you know who you are, they are frightened. They might even try to get people to come against you. But you know what? When you tell them to stop and cease and flee, that's what they do. You have great authority. Use your authority. And don't budge. Just be still and watch the glory of the Lord in your life. So that's what was in my heart to share.